So, I spoke last night for about an hour on Jagannath Rath Yatra and Snan Yatra. How many of you were here last night? Oh, but only a few. So, if it sounds like the same lecture, I'm sorry. But for those, most devotees weren't here, so... There's a nice... mantra, which is in glorification of Jagannath Baladev Subhadra. So I'll teach you. You ready? Okay. Om Nilachala Nivesaya Nityaya Paramatma Te Balabhadra Subhadra Bhya Jagannathaya Te Namaha. Okay. Om Nilachala Nivesaya Nityaya Paramatmane Balabhadra Subhadram Bhya Jagannathaya te namaha. So that's the mantra. That's actually the mula mantra for worshipping Jagannath Baladev and Subhadra. So actually Snan Yatra, which is today's celebration, is the birthday of Jagannath. Today is his birthday. And this particular ceremony is a preliminary program to usher in the Rath Yatra. So we are honoring the Lord who is preparing himself for going into hiding. His going into hiding is the mood of Vipralamba Bhav, which is separation from the Lord. So this particular time period, which is 2 weeks, is called Anavatsara. And this is the time where, after his birthday bath, which he just got, somebody left the window open. Happens every year. And devotees never learn. And he got a draft and he got sick. So now he's going to hide for 2 weeks. And so for 2 weeks he doesn't, you know, he's wrapped up in, you know, bed. He's taking rest. He's got a high fever. Baladev is no better. Subhadra, she can't help either. So they're all sick. When we were in Jagannath Puri for Rath Yatra in 2001, we came prior to the Rath Yatra. We came during the Anavatsara, or the bathing time for Jagannath, just after that. So Jagannath had been, now he was resting, trying to get better from his sickness. So the pandas who take care of Jagannath, they administer teas, various kinds of herbal drinks. And those of you who are naturalists, you would love this. All kinds of medications in the form of mostly various types of drinks that they give Jagannath. He doesn't get any solid food during this time because he's got a fever. And so when we came with about 2,000 devotees for the Rath Yatra. And one of the members that came with us was quite a senior person. We were mostly all young people. And he was in his 50s, maybe more. And he was a doctor, and his name was Sitaram Das. He had gotten initiated into the Madhvacharya Sampradaya, and his name was Sitaram Das. So he was a very devoted devotee of Sita and Ram. So now he's friends with us, so he came along with this yatra. And, of course, he's an Indian body, so those who have Indian bodies and fit within the category of Hindu, are allowed to go into the temple to see Jagannath. Now they have a special, when I say special, darshan in the evening time around midnight, 12 o'clock midnight. And so Sitaram, being a doctor and wanting to see Jagannath, he took the opportunity to go for that special darshan. So he came in, and he's there, and the lights are low. Jagannath is, you can see Jagannath, but he doesn't look so good. He's really sick. And so he's looking, taking darshan, and some of the Punjaris are there. We call them Pandas. Jai Shri Pancha Tattva Ki Jai. And the Pandas were there, and they noticed him, and they started talking to him, and then he explained he was a doctor. They said, oh, you're a doctor. Well, Jagannath is sick. Why don't you go check and see how high his fever is? So he's thinking, okay. And he's going along with the whole idea. So he walks over to the deity. The deity is there, and the Pandas says, you know, check and see if he has a fever. You're a doctor. So he puts his hand on Jagannath's arm, and the Pandit said, no, put it on his chest. So when he put his hand on Jagannath's chest, he had to move it away real fast because his hand almost got burnt. Jagannath had a fever, high fever. He was shocked. He didn't think this was like real. Jagannath has a fever. He had a fever. And so he came out of the temple, and the next day he told us, he said, I thought Sitaram was very merciful, but Jagannath, he's more merciful. So he had a nice awakening to the spiritual pastime of Jagannath being sick. So during those 2 weeks, nobody sees Jagannath except for this very special darshan that are only a few people are allowed in for that. And so we were there. Now last night I told so many pastimes about our time in Jagannath Puri. And I'm trying to think what else I can say that would be different from what I said last night. When I was in New Vrindavan, we would perform this ceremony every year. We had big Jagannath deities, very big. It was about, if one of you stand up, he's about that big. I mean, he's big. He's about, a little more than, he's about a little more than a meter high. I mean, you're bigger than that, but anyway, he's pretty big. So we used to do every year, we would do that. And the first year I joined the Hare Krishna movement was in 1973. And in 1974 we performed the Jagannath Rath Yatra, Snan Yatra. And I was just a new guy, didn't know much. So we're pouring yogurt and milk, and all the nice panchamritas onto the deities. But then at one point, and we also had, we used to get them yogurt and we would mix it with turmeric and make it really yellow. And then the devotees started to do something that I was a little surprised, but then I thought, why not? They start throwing the yogurt on each other. And so there was a big yogurt fight, and then devotees were pouring buckets of yogurt on each other's head, and everybody was sliding in the yogurt and throwing. Yeah, it was just really... And this is what you're supposed to do on Jagannath. I didn't think we should try it here because, we might mess up the floor, but... But this is what you do. Everybody gets in and has a big yogurt fight, and then you... And then that's the last time you use that dhoti or sari. You put it in your corner and remember it as, worshipful sari, worshipful dhoti. So that was a nice experience. And then We didn't do it every year, but that year we did it, and that was my first year after joining the Hare Krishnas. I thought, if this is spiritual life, I want it. This is pretty good stuff. So, then we did it many times after that. We had one very senior in bhakti. She wasn't senior in age, she wasn't senior in... She was kind of senior in the time she joined the movement. She was a little ahead of most of us. And she was the Jagannath Pujari. And she would take care of Jagannath. And she had her own set of Jagannath along with the deities from the temple. And at one time she was taking care of 7 sets of Jagannath at the same time. You can see, I have the picture sitting in my room here in Ljubljana. We got 6, it's actually 6 sets of Jagannath deities on the altar, all lined up, and then we had the big set in the background along with all the smaller ones. And she loved Jagannath. Her name was Landini. There was a book written about her life. She lost her life in Africa when she tried to save the devotees who were being killed by some crazy revolutionary gang. And she passed away in 1990. But I remember her from being with me, and because I was also doing puja at the time. And she had a really amazing relationship with Jagannath, an extremely deep relationship. There's a story that one time when she saw Jagannath, she stood in front of Jagannath for 5 hours. She didn't move. She just stood there looking at Jagannath, and Jagannath was looking at her for 5 consecutive hours. And it wasn't like she was trying to do it. She was there with the Lord like that. She had a special relationship with Lord Jagannath that was unique. I have pictures of her. She would fall asleep with Balaram's shoes. You can see her, she's laying in bed and she's got the shoes of Balaram on her body, holding Balaram's shoes. She was so deep in Jagannath worship that, you know, we couldn't imagine the level of her bhakti. And one time, she would also cook for the deities and she would also do the puja at the same time. Because in New Vrindavan, we always had so much service to do. In New Vrindavan, we would get up like 2:30 in the morning. And we'd go to bed about 9:30 in the evening and get up at 2:30. And we worked straight through the day. We'd finish in the evening around 9 o'clock or 8:30, just in time to get some hot milk and fall asleep again and get ready for the next day. No breaks. We were doing service almost 24 hours a day. And if anybody slept later than 2:30 in the morning, they were in Maya. 3 o'clock, you were just like a casualty. Yeah, so this is what, and so therefore, there was so much seva that she would do the cooking for the deities, and she would also do the puja. So we'd had a little kitchen that was specially set aside for Jagannath. And she would cook in there, for the deities actually, Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra, Gaur Nittai, Shalagram Shilas we had, and then we also had Sri Sri Radha Vrindavan Chandra, the presiding deities. So one time she told me she was cooking for Jagannath, and she was behind the time schedule. It was time to offer the Boga, but she hadn't finished the cooking. So she was rushing, making sure she could get it on time. So after she rushed through it and finished everything, then she made up the plates, then she ran onto the altar and placed the plates in front of the deity. See, we had these big silver plates. And there was usually like 15, 20 preparations on the plate, each plate. So she put them in front of the deities, and then she left. After doing the offering, she left the deity room. And she told me this herself, and she said, all of a sudden I heard crash. And I ran back into the deity room, and Balaram's plate was all over the ground. All of Boga was on the floor. And then she said Balaram was not happy. he didn't want the offering. She told me, she said, Jagannath, he's so kind, he'll take whatever service you give him, but you got to watch out for Balaram. Because Balaram, he protects Jagannath, and if you're not up to the standard in worship, he'll let you know it. He'll let you know it. So, yeah, there's that story in that place in Mayapur, right near the temple. What is it?
Rajpur,
yeah. We have these beautiful Jagannath deities there. They're unique. The story behind them is almost amazing. And so there was two Indian boys. One was a Muslim and one was a Hindu. And they were living near the temple, so they heard about Jagannath. So the Hindu boy wanted to go and see the deity. So when they got there, he invited his friend to come in. And he said, well, he was a Muslim, he said, you know, I don't believe in these idols, you know, because Islamic, they don't believe in deities. So he said, all right. So he went inside, and then when he came back out, he had some Jagannath Prasad. So he offered it to his Muslim friend, and he said, no, I don't eat food from idols, you know. So, you know, that was that. And that night when that Islamic boy, Muslim boy, went to sleep, he had a dream, and in the dream, Baladev, Subhadra, and Jagannath were in the dream. And Balaram was grabbing this devotee, or this Islamic boy, around the neck and choking him. And he was getting choked in the dream. And he was feeling it too, because, you know, this is real stuff. And so he was choking and choking. Balaram says, you don't want the food of my brother? Die! And so he described to us later what happened. And then he said in the dream, he said that white one was choking me and that yellow one was saying, kill him! Kill him! Kill him! That was Subhadra, you know, she doesn't mess around either. She gets right to the point. And the other one, the black one, he was just laughing. And then he woke up and his neck was all red. And he had marks all over it, and he was really sore. This was from a dream. The next day he came to the temple, and he saw the pujari there. He said, you have some of that food that you offer here? He said, yeah. And then he could see that the boy was a little shaken up. He said, what happened to you? And then he told the whole story about the dream, like that. So don't refuse Jagannath Prasad. You never know what's going to happen. So, they say if you go to Vrindavan and you want love of God, you roll in the dust. Because the dust is called Chintamani, and Chintamani means that which can fulfill all desires. So the dust of Vrindavan is pure because Krishna's lotus feet has touched every inch of that dust. So when you go to Vrindavan, the dust of Vrindavan can give you bhakti, pure bhakti. When you go to Mayapur, that's the same Lord reappears as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How do you get love of God there? Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. When you go to Jagannath Puri, who's more merciful? All you have to do is eat. That's all. And you get love of God. Jagannath Prasadam can actually inspire you to reach, you know, loving feelings of Jagannath simply by you taking those prasad. It's really powerful. When we went there in 2001, 2006, 2014 for the Rath Yatra, 3 years, I remember we were there in 2006, and we were with Radhana Swami Maharaj and his group of devotees from Chaupati. The first year we were there with 2,000 devotees, and in 2006 we were there with 5,000 devotees. So Maharaj, he knows some of the pandas who work in the temple. He's friends with them. So they made sure that we got Jagannath Prasadam right from Jagannath's plate. I mean, there's prasadam and then there's prasad. And that's a whole different world of experience, because when you get it right from the deity's plate, it's like, wow. They cook 56 times a day, they offer to the Lord. So the Lord eats 56 times a day. So we have what, 3 offerings a day, or 5 maybe. He's eating 56 times a day. And they're in the kitchen, there's 700 stoves. 700 stoves. The kitchen is as big as, you know, maybe half of Ljubljana or something. No, that's a little exaggeration. But it's big. It's pretty big. You can't cover, you know, you can't actually measure how big the kitchen, you know, it's huge inside there. And all the stoves are working practically 24 hours a day to prepare nice bhoga for Jagannath. And Jagannath likes to eat. That's why he's always smiling. He's got big eyes. Because he's eating all this nice food that his devotees cook with such bhakti. So when we were there, we watched how they built the carts. It's really an amazing experience. You'll see that in order to build the carts, they need 700 trees. And it has to be a trees of a particular type of wood. It's not just any old tree. It's a particular type of tree that grows in a certain section of Orissa. And they go, I mean, one year they were running out of wood, so they had to really go and find trees from other areas which were the same type. They only used that one kind of tree, nothing else. And Jagannath's cart, there's no metal fiddlings. The only metal is the wheels like that. The rest of the cart is all wood, and everything is fitted together in a very synchronized way. They don't put any nails or screws into it. They fit it together. Really artistic. And they've been doing it like for centuries. The same families do the same service to Jagannath every year for the Rath Yatra. So in making the cart, there's some who cut the wood and fit the wood. That's one family. Another family will start to build the cart. After the cart gets built, they start painting it. One family will come and paint it white. Another family will come and put on the red colors. Another family will come and put on the green colors. No same family puts on the same color, the different colors. They all have their colors. So we were watching as they were building the carts, huge carts. And Jagannath's cart is 40 tons. So a ton is 2,000 pounds. So that's about, what, 80,000, 40 tons, yeah. It's about 80,000 pounds. It's pretty heavy, huh? Baladev's cart is 60 tons, and Subhadra's cart is 35 tons. Whew. 700 trees plus. And they only use the cart once. After the Rath Yatra that year, they build a new cart the next year. And what do they do with the old carts? They use it for cooking for Jagannath. So it becomes firewood for his prasadam cooking the whole year. So they have enough wood for that. So we were there, and we were in 2000. I mix up the years because we had experiences in so many different years. In 2001, it was raining. It was during, because of this month of Shesht, it's also the rainy season. But it was hot. It was still hot and rainy. It was very rainy, but really, really hot. So it was humid. So we were there with our devotees waiting for the ceremonies. And to get Jagannath onto the cart, it's a big ceremony. It takes about 6 hours just to get him on the cart from the temple. So the carts are lined up near the temple facing the road, and then they have these big festivals, kind of like a display of music and dance and artistic displays. It's all for the entertainment of Jagannath. So you have like 100 people playing kartals, not like we play. They play all together. You have 100 people playing drums. You have another 100 people playing, they call them, you know, the big whoppers. But they're big. I mean, they're not like the ones we have. They're like this, you know. And so, and they play, da-doom, 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 It's like that, and that's how they play together, and they all play so nicely, and you watch it. Then there's fire twirlers, and there's these artistic persons. They have this long stick with rags tied on the end, and they light it on fire. First they dip it in oil, and they light it on fire, and then they take it, and they throw it up in the air, and it spins, and it's spinning around, and they catch it when it comes down, and then they throw it behind their back and up and around and throw it up again, and they catch it. They don't miss. And there was one girl, and we were amazed. She was about 14 years old. She had been doing it her whole life. And she was rolling. She was on the ground, laying on the ground, and rolling at the same time, and twirling the fire, and throwing it, and catching it, and rolling at the same time. Amazing. And this is all for the pleasure of the Lord, so the Lord can be nicely entertained. So when the deities come out, first comes Baladev, he gets on his cart, and then comes Subhadra, and then comes Jagannath, and then after Jagannath comes Sudarshan Chakra. So that starts about, you know, you can't tell when Jagannath's ready to go. You know, he comes out when he wants. He doesn't follow any schedule. So those of you who don't like regulations, it's a great place to be. You know? He follows no schedule. So Jagannath comes out. So we were expecting him to come out about 7 o'clock. He came out around 8:30. So... And they're carrying him on the cart, and they have these big pandas. And I mean, these guys are big. And that's their service every year, to carry the deity out, and they carry him out with ropes. And Jagannath's big. He's 1 meter high, and he's about a meter high. How big, Anyway, he's big. I can't remember his exact measurement. And finally Jagannath comes out, and then there's a ceremony. And the carts are high up. And in order to get the deity onto the cart, they build a plank coming down to the ground. And it's just a wooden plank, and it has like trees for steps going up. So they have to carry the deity up onto the cart. So it was Baladev and Subhadra went up nicely. Now, all this is going on, is about 1 million people watching. Every year, 1 million-plus people come from different places all around the area just for that Ratha Yatra. The streets are full. The buildings are full. People are on the roofs. They're on every... All you see is people. That's all. People everywhere. It's just like rows of people. And so we were in what is called the cordon. The cordon is the area around Jagannath's cart that is blocked off, and only certain people can go in. So we had a pass. And to get a pass is not easy. You have to know somebody. And we did. So we were able to get inside the cordon. So we were standing next to the carts as they were bringing the deities and Jagannath onto the cart. And I was there with Radhanath Maharaj, and we were both sitting on somebody's shoulder because we couldn't see. We were just too small for the whole show. we got an uplifting. So I'm sitting next to Maharaj and we're watching. Now this whole thing is being announced on a loudspeaker. And it's being announced in the local language, which is Orion. We don't know what's being said unless you know Orion language. So it's going on. And so we're watching, and a Jagannath comes to the bottom of the plank, and now he has to go up. So they have these pandas, about 20 of them. They're trying to carry Jagannath up. They got him tied with ropes and they're trying to lift him. Now Jagannath's big, he's heavy. So they're trying to move him up and he's not going. He's not going. And so they're pulling and struggling and trying to get, and we were watching, I mean I saw this directly, and I can't move him. And then all of a sudden Jagannath decided, you know, I'm going to do my own thing. So he laid down flat. He just went, And so now he's laying down. And later on, of course, we understood what the announcer was saying, because the announcer was actually trying to encourage Jagannath to get onto the cart. He kind of, instead of narrating it, now he's talking about, he's telling Jagannath. So what he was saying, which we found out later, was, he said, Jagannath! Jagannath! No time for sleeping! Your devotees are waiting! Get on the cart! So all of a sudden, we couldn't figure out what was happening because we couldn't understand the language. Jagannath is like this, you know, all of a sudden, whoop, he goes straight up, whoop, right onto the cart. And it's like, it was so easy. They hardly even moved him. And then later on we asked him, I said, how do you move him? They said, we don't move him, we just guide him, he moves. He moves. So, and then when Jagannath got onto the cart, then we had our program. So, that year was rainy. Now the rule is for Jagannath Rath Yatra that the deity does not doesn't go in procession past sunset. He comes out of his temple right around sunrise, and when sunset comes, if he hasn't reached the destination, which is the Gundicha temple, which is 2.3 kilometers from Jagannath temple, it stops there. And then the Rath Yatra continues the next day, right from where he left. And in the meantime, overnight there's pujas and worships and offering all going on throughout the whole night. So Jagannath only went halfway. That was in 2001. And then the next day, he went the rest of the way. But we found out some interesting events, too, that was happening during the time, because as the procession goes, Balaram's cart is first, and then Subhadra's cart, and then Jagannath is the last cart. So we were in front of Jagannath's cart, and we were doing kirtan there. And the announcers, they really liked us. They said, it looks like Lord Chaitanya has returned. They really appreciated us because we were just really chanting and dancing with about 2,000 devotees in front of the carts. So they liked that and they started to glorify the devotees. And but Baladev had his own program. He's the first cart. And now the carts are big. And there's no brakes on the cart. And the steering is simply people pulling the ropes, that's all. There's no, like, you know, steering. So they just pull the rope, and the police are there, and there's two kinds of police, the regular police and special police come for the ceremony. So when they were pulling Baladev's cart, we found out later, Baladev decided to go onto the side instead of going straight down the road. So he starts drifting to the side. Now the police are getting excited and they're yelling at the people, pull this way, pull them back into, but it didn't work. As hard as they tried, enemies, there's hundreds of people on the rope, they couldn't move, they couldn't redirect the cart. And Baladev went right off to the side and up against an electrical pole and stopped. Now you can't push that cart back. It's not possible. So what to do? So they called the municipal people who are in charge of, you know, maintenance there. And one guy, he climbed all the way up the pole and he took the electrical wires off. And somebody else was digging the pole out of the ground. So they took the pole. Can you imagine happening that in Ljubljana, you know? you'd be arrested. You know? So they took the pole right out of the ground, and that way they could pull Baladev back over. And so Baladev is then, he's leading the pack again. But somehow or other, I don't know, he was in a different mood that day. He decided to do it again. So later on, as he went farther down the road, he went off to the side again. And this time, and on the sides, you have all these shops. These are makeshift shops. These are people who want to sell different things to the pilgrims. So they build a little shack. They get some wood, they get some tin, and they get some, you know, whatever they can get, and they just kind of make a little shop. So all these little shops are like along the road. So Baladev, he goes, and he goes right up against somebody's shop and stops right there. So what do you do? Take the shop down. So the devotees, I mean, people start dismantling this guy's shop. And the man who owned the shop, he was thinking, wow, this is really special. Baladev picked my shop. He was feeling, wow, I'm blessed. I got special mercy from Jai. He was so happy. And, he didn't care about, to get Baladev to come to your shop. Wow, that was pretty good. And so, yeah. And then the next day we finished the Rath Yatra. And when the deities get to the goal, which is the Gundicha temple, they lined up the carts three in a row. And then they stay overnight in that place, and then there's worship pujas going on, and devotee people could go up on the cart and get darshan directly from the deities, and there's so many ceremonies going on. So that happens in the evening, and then the deities are there the whole day, accepting worship and various types of offerings. And then about 5 o'clock the following night, they have a ceremony of bringing the deities into the Gundicha temple. Now the whole understanding is that Jagannath temple is it is Dwarka, and Gundicha temple is Vrindavan. So the actual Leela is that Lord Jagannath, who is Krishna himself, is in separation from his devotees who are in Vrindavan, and his eagerness to see his devotees is the Rath Yatra festival. So Rath Yatra really means bringing Krishna back to Vrindavan after he's been away from his devotees for many, many decades. And this is Krishna's Leela. So when he goes, he stops, and then he prepares himself to enter Sri Vrindavan Dham, and there's a whole beautiful ceremony, which takes about 4 to 5 hours in the evening to bring the deities off the cart and into the temple. And then the deity is there for a week, and after a week they have what is called the return Rath Yatra, like that. And there's many more pastimes and ceremonies going on. So we were there in 2001, 2006. In 2006 we were there with quite an entourage of senior devotees. Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj was there. Indrajumna Maharaj was there. Sachinandana Swami Maharaj was there. Pankajangri and Janani Vas Prabhu were there. And I forgot many, many other devotees. Sri Prahlad was there. So that was 2006. So it's amazing festival. The first day, if it lasts more than one day, and sometimes it does, the actual Rath, then the amount of people decrease on the second day, so there's only 500,000 people on the second day. Small crowd. But the first day is usually over 1,000,000 people. And you've seen pictures, those of you who have seen pictures, all you see is people, that's all. You can't see anything else, just people everywhere. You know, lined up all along the roads, on the houses, on the streets, on the roofs, everything. It's a very, very powerful festival. Yeah, I almost died. That's another thing. I almost died 3 times during the festival. But it was nice. It was a nice experience, almost dying. The first time wasn't so nice, but the second and third time was really nice. I mean, if you're going to die, why not die there? I mean, that's the best place. Jagannath Puri. They say if you die there and during the Rath Yatra, you're guaranteed to go back to Godhead. There was one lady, because it's the tradition, it's in the Shastras, that if you throw yourself under the cart of Jagannath and you die there, you automatically go back home. And there was one Indian lady, she was trying to do that, but the police were stopping her. Yes, yeah, we saw her, but the police wouldn't let her go ahead with the program. She wanted to, you know, get the special mercy. So yeah, it's a most amazing festival. And so Snan Yatra prepares the Lord to create this mood of Vipralamba, or separation. So for 2 weeks he's hiding, no one can see him, he's simply recovering from his sickness that he obtains on his birthday, which is today, is his birthday, known as Snan Yatra, like that. So these are some of the... And Srila Prabhupada established Rath Yatra around the world. He wanted to do that just to... Someone asked me the question last night. I think it was Adi. Well, maybe you. Adi was the one I asked the question. Or somebody. Why did Prabhupada establish Rath Yatra all over the world? And it's interesting. The answer was that when Lord Jesus Christ was on this earth, he spent many years in Jagannath Puri. And there are stories where he used to visit the Jagannath temple and see Lord Jagannath. So Prabhupada said, because Lord Jesus Christ did wonderful service and devotion to Lord Jagannath, Lord Jagannath wanted to repay Lord Jesus Christ's disciples, which are the Christians. So he came to do his pastimes all around the world, in the Christian world, just to give the Christians his mercy, because his pure devotee, Lord Jesus Christ, served Lord Jagannath so nicely. Prabhupada said that. So that's an interesting point. Like that. And we became famous for Rath Yatra. Prabhupada in 1974, I think it was, or maybe it was a little earlier. No, it was even earlier, I think. He danced the whole way during Prabhupada was about 74 at the time, I think. He danced the whole way. Jai Shri Panchatattva Ki Jai. So these are some little personal pastimes of Jagannath Rath Yatra. So the whole mood of Rath Yatra is bringing the Lord into the heart. The heart is synonymous with Vrindavan. So we're pulling the ropes, so that means you're pulling the Lord into your heart. This is the actual symbolic representation of the cart pulling. You're, please, my dear Lord, come into my heart, and you're pulling. And your heart represents Vrindavan. You're trying to bring Krishna into your heart. And the chanting of the dancing is what pleases the Lord, and he's inspired to fulfill the desires of his devotees. So it's very, very, it's a very sweet pastime and very intimate pastime. And so, I don't know what the program is for Rath Yatra, but I guess we're doing it in conjunction with the worldwide Snan Yatra ceremony like that. So now Jagannath's sick, so, you know, any of you want to cook for him, just make him some nice teas, herbs, if you know any special beverages. Don't give him a vaccination. He doesn't need it. just a little, maybe some medicinal teas, and he's fine. Hare Krishna. Any questions or comments about Rath Yatra or Snan Yatra or Jagannath?
Hare Krishna. There is a story Jagannath transforming into Ganesha and to Maharaj Prataparudra, showing his Lord Chaitanya. Are there some similar stories like this?
Well, Jagannath performs many of his pastimes in different leelas. So he takes the form of Ganesh. He also takes the form of Nrisimhadev, like that. He also appeared, I think he appeared to also to, yeah, to Maharaj Prataparudra as being non-different. There's a beautiful bhajan. Sehi Gauda, Sehi Krishna, Sehi Jagannath. You know, anybody know that bhajan? Yehi Gauda, Sehi Krishna, Sehi Jagannath. That same Krishna is also Gaura, and he is also Jagannath. Yeah, so there's no difference between those three. Yeah, so there is a particular, every year there are many festivals honoring Jagannath in different leelas like that. Ganesh is one of them. I have a picture, it's sitting in my room here in Ljubljana, of Jagannath dressed up as Ganesh. So that's a particular festival, and they do one with Nrisimhadev, they do one... Many different leelas of the Lord in his different manifestations. Yeah.
There is one more. Is there some deeper meaning of sickness of Lord Jagannath? Is there some deeper meaning of sickness of Lord Jagannath?
Well, I think that he goes into hiding for 2 weeks, and therefore he is creating the mood of separation. And for 2 weeks, nobody sees him, except only a few people who tend to his sickness, that's all. So that mood of separation precedes the mood of Rath Yatra, where he comes out, he's well healthy again, and he comes out to see all his devotees. Mm-hmm. And that's the mood of separation. Okay. Anything else?
Mas ik do persane? Né?
Sundar Gopal.
Krishna.
Jai Ho. Thank you for coming and blessing us.
Thank you for having me. I remember some 20 and some 22, 23 years ago when I went the first time with devotees in India. We were on Kurukshetra, and at that time was also Rath Yatra there. And I remember Radhanath Swami had lecture there. That's the first time when I saw him. And I remember that it was something in context that original Rath Yatra is also that one on Kurukshetra, because it symbolizes like when gopis wanted to persuade Krishna, when they met on Kurukshetra, to go back to Vrindavan. And that's symbolizing this Rath Yatra also.
Oh, yeah. When the gopis came to see Krishna at Kurukshetra, right, yeah.
And they wanted
Yeah, that's actually the manifestation of that Leela, yeah. That's why Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati says, the highest service you can perform is in Kurukshetra, not in Vrindavan. That's Bhaktisiddhanta. Now try to figure that out. The highest service you can perform is in Kurukshetra. Why? Because when the gopis came to see Krishna in Kurukshetra, Krishna was in his mood as a soldier, surrounded by armies and military and so many horses and there. They couldn't connect with Krishna in the way that they know Krishna. So they wanted to bring Krishna back to Vrindavan. So that mood of bringing Krishna to Vrindavan actually manifested there in Kurukshetra also. And what I mean by the highest service is that Radharani's separation from Krishna was so strong during the time when she saw him at Kurukshetra that her heart could not completely connect with Krishna. She wanted to bring him back to Vrindavan. And there's a beautiful prayer that's sung by Madhavendra Puri, which was actually Radharani's prayer to Krishna, trying to bring Krishna back to Vrindavan. And therefore, Bhaktisiddhanta says, anyone who serves Radharani in Kurukshetra is doing the highest service. Vipralamba bhav, separation, like that. Yeah. So yeah, that Kurukshetra is, thank you, that was a really, that's a very, very intimate part of the Leela. Because the gopis, they couldn't really connect with Krishna in his mood as a soldier. They only knew him as a beautiful cowherd boy in Vrindavan. They knew the same Krishna, they were feeling love, but their love was confused by the mood that he had taken. So they wanted to bring him back. So when they came, not only did they come, but some cowherd boys came, Nanda Maharaj, Mother Yasoda, many of the Vrindavan residents. They all came to see Kurukshetra, they all came to see Krishna. But it was a different mood. And therefore, Krishna had to pacify everyone and then say, I will come. So what you're saying is actually that was the start of Krishna leaving that area and coming back to Vrindavan. So Kurukshetra also, yes. Jai Baladev, Hare Krishna, Jai Ho. Thank you for brightening the Sundar Gopal brightened it up. You even gave it more light. Thank you. Tell us a pastime about Jagannath. Because I just spoke, and now we're at a point where we need to get some more action from Jagannath. Tell us a little bit about Jagannath.
Lalasamai told me that when she was living in Mexico City, she was serving Jagannath Baladev Subhadra. So then one day she had a dream. She never visited India. So she went to India for the first time.
Your wife?
Yes. Mm. So in her dream, she saw all the way. First she saw Jagannath temple, and from the top of the temple, she saw eye of Jagannath that is shaking to her.
Mm-hmm.
And then she saw all the way how to come to darshan. So then she told me that after when she came to Jagannath Puri, she checked all the local ladies how they dress, because you cannot be dressed like ISKCON.
Mm-hmm.
So she dressed very simple like a local ladies. She joined to one Hindu family, and she went inside, and she just followed the dream that she remembered. Mm-hmm. And she went inside for darshan.
Mm.
She went that time 4 times, and like this, just Hare Krishna.
So the dream became a reality.
Yes.
That's sweet. That's nice.
She dreamed also like this to Uddhava, you know. Buddha Nikanta is deity in Kathmandu. Do you know this lion Vishnu?
Yeah.
That have a fixed position like Krishna, Tribanga style.
Vishnu deity.
Vishnu deity is the, for me is the most, it's like usually goes out India's darshan 1 minute, 2 minutes, Tirupati 5 seconds, mix, maximum. There you can sit inside the chant all around. It's very nice. It's all open. It's a pond, all water is around.
Where is it?
In Kathmandu.
Acha.
Very near to ISKCON temple. Very old deity is. The story was that the farmer...
That's Nepal, right?
Nepal, yes.
Yeah.
The farmer, they were plowing the field, and then they hit something and started to come out the blood from earth. So they hit the nose of Buddha Nikanta. And because there is many Buddhists, so they give him the name Buddha Nikanta, which is like the... Like he's called Buddha with a neck, something like this is the meaning. So Buddhists, they worship him like Buddha, and devotees worship him like Vishnu. And they dig the deity out, and it's like huge deity with an antashesha.
What color? And white?
Black.
Black.
Yes. And it's all water around him. So it's always open darshan. Whenever you come in the night, you can always see the deity. So... Also happened similar thing. I was in the house, I was checking computer, I was checking photos of Nepal because we are planning to go to Kali Gandaki. And I was just checking this deity. And she saw that I saw him in a dream. She didn't know. So she was dreaming that she was pujari of this deity. And
your wife?
Yes.
She was dreaming she was the pujari.
Yes, because there is, and she was a small boy, and we didn't know there is only pujaris. There are small boys to puberty. Then
she didn't know.
No.
Interesting.
So like this many things.
Maybe in the last life. Last life. Thank you. We hope we now your Jagannath deities are sick, they're resting. So yeah, some good teas are getting. Some Mahaprasadam tea will be distributed for the next 2 weeks only. Yeah, so yeah, I was just telling about some of my pastimes, not pastimes, but experiences in when we went to Ratha Yatra. 2001, 2006, 2014 again with so many devotees. Nice experience. Each time was just amazing. In 2000, yeah.
She was telling to me in Guadalajara, you visit Guadalajara temple.
Yeah.
Vrindavan for the first time, then she was praying to Jagannath, how I will be going, I will not see you, there is no Jagannath temple. There is no Jagannath, there is only Krishna Balaram like this, it's not Jagannath deities. So then she just saw in the altar, Jagannath Baladev, they changed to Krishna Balaram. She saw the form of Krishna Balaram on the altar.
In Gwalada, huh?
His connection.
Very powerful. Jagannath, very personal. Very personal. Very, very personal. Yeah. In 2006, we had about 5,000 devotees dancing in front of the cart, and the temperature was about 43 degrees. That was really hot. Really hot. I was with Indrajuna Maharaj and Indrajuna Maharaj he'd come up to me and he'd give me a whole bottle of water, a liter, and he'd say, pour it on my head. And I have pictures of me, I poured a whole bottle of water on his head. And then he would be wet for about a few minutes and that's all, and completely dry. It was like 43 degrees. It was in Jagannath Puri. We were dancing in front of the carts. And so for us to dance, and it was Radhana Swami, Sachinandana Maharaj, and Sri Prahlad, and Maharaj, Bhakti True Maharaj was also there, and Devamrita Swami was also there. But they weren't in the kirtan. We were in the kirtan, and it was so hot. We were just dancing. It was like, 43 degrees. And I heard, you know, I had never experienced, I heard about this thing called blackout, you know, when you lose consciousness. So I was dancing and the heat was just like too much. And all of a sudden I see this big black cloud coming into my mind. And I'm thinking, it's happening. I'm finished. But then it got so far and then it receded and it went back. And then I start dancing again and it came back again. So, it was so hot. And in order to dance, it's impossible because there's millions of people. And when they see you dancing, they want to, you know, get into it. So in order for us to keep going, we were dancing in the middle and we had a circle of devotees around us, locking arms, I mean, really tight. And outside of that is another circle of devotees locking arms. And then outside of that, there's a third circle. And people were trying to crash the circles so they can get in and dance with us or do something to us. I don't know what they were going to do, but anyway. But we kept dancing and dancing and dancing and dancing. And there's one picture. You have to see this picture. I have a picture. Radhana Swami jumps, and he's up in the air, and he's like this in the air, way off the ground, and somebody caught a picture of him like this. He's like this. And you think, is this real? Is this real? I have that picture. The devotee who took the pictures was a professional cameraman, so he did a good job. And Maharaj is up in the air, and he's like, and everybody else is, we're down there, you know. Satyananda Maharaj is running next to him, and I wasn't there. I was somewhere in the background. But. So we had so many pastimes of just doing kirtan. And then we would go during the day and bathe in the ocean. And the ocean is considered to be one of the biggest, the greatest tirthas in the world. They say that ocean is the holiest tirtha because Mahaprabhu and all his associates would every day go to the ocean and bathe and perform pastimes. But if you go into that ocean, it's the most roughest water you can ever. You've been there, right? It's so rough. I mean, people don't make it. Some people, you don't see them again. It's just, that's it. So one night when we finished this Rath Yatra in 2006, it was like dark and it was about 7 in the evening. So Satyananda Maharaj said to me and Radhana Swami, let's go swimming in the ocean. So we said, all right, let's go. We were all hot. We jumped in a rickshaw and we got to the ocean and we went in. And I went in and when I came out, I didn't have my dhoti anymore because the ocean stole my dhoti. So I was running around in my kopans. Lucky it was dark, you know. I had to make it back to my residence. And so this was, I mean, this is one of the kind of stupidest pastimes, but but you know, you never know what to expect when you're there. There's always something exciting. I didn't tell this part, maybe I'll mention it now. When the deities line up, the carts line up in front of the Gudicha temple, and they're waiting for the ceremony to bring in the deities. And during that time, it starts at 5 in the evening. And then before that, the deities are there taking darshan and giving worships. And many dignitaries come and people come to get blessings and offer many gifts to the deities. Then when the ceremony begins, the idea is to carry the deities off the carts and into the Gudicha temple. So the Lord is finally entering into Sri Vrindavan Dham. So what they do is they have this big headdress. They put it on Baladev first. And then these big pandas, they tie him with ropes and they bring him in the temple. But Baladev's in ecstasy. And he's going like this, back and forth. And so he's shaking like this. And we're thinking, well, why are these pandas shaking him? Later on, we talked to the pandas, because we knew a few of them. They said, we're not shaking, we're trying to hold him still. He's in ecstasy. He wants to get in. He's feeling this happiness of going into Vrindavan. So he's experiencing ecstasy. So Baladev goes in finally. Then they take the headdress. And they don't put it on Subhadra because they just carry her in. She doesn't do any of that. She just goes right in. And we asked, well, why Subhadra doesn't do that? And they said, because ladies are not supposed to do that in public. But then they put it on Jagannath, and Jagannath, he's just like too much ecstasy. He's just going back and forth like that. That lasts for 4 hours, and then during that time they got all these people playing drums and kartals and fire twirlers and so many dancers and various types of entertainment, all for the pleasure of the Lord as he makes his entrance into Vrindavan Dham. It's so sweet. So yeah, we went 2001, 2006, and 2014. 2014 was quite uneventful. There wasn't much happening. But 2006 was really a really amazing year. And so, but the dreams of your wife, they're just pretty amazing. Didn't seem to have any more dreams like that. Yeah? Many times, huh? She must have had a relationship with Jagannath in a previous life. Obviously, you just don't get that kind of mercy unless there's some connection there. Yeah, and she's not supposed to go in because only Hindus. Yeah, but 4 times?
Yeah.
My God.
She went 3 times and then Jayaprataka Swami heard and he said, go again. There was a problem that one Mataji from Mexico, she pushed to go with her. And she told to her how to do. And, you know, she didn't follow. Then she
got caught.
She ran away because it's like you should not make mistakes like this. People, they know what is the culture and devotees of wisdom. Like one devotee, he made full dandavats. After he stand up, they beat him like because they have system, they have smarta system. So if they see that somebody who is like us come inside, then they need to reject all offerings. They're cooked.
All the offerings become contaminated.
Yes. So they need to close the temple, and they need to clean everything. So it's a big problem. And then, you know, some devotees, they come and they make full dandavats. Who of Hindu do full dandavats? Nobody.
Yeah, right. So
everybody just like this.
Yeah. So she made that mistake. She made the dandavats, yeah. Yeah, Bhakti Tirtha Swami, he decided to go in. He went in, he put it like a little thing over his head, you know, and he was there and he was just walking around. It was in the evening. And so he spent, I don't know, about an hour in the temple. He got out and then he thought, I'm going to go again. But that was a mistake. So the second time he went, they caught him. Well, they didn't catch him, actually. They saw him and they came after him with sticks.
And
he ran.
And they can just get some, but they have like some special days. They can get anybody just from public. They can just get anybody from public to bring him in. So even if he's considered impure, he's allowed because they have some tradition. So I heard they get like this to Bhakti Tirtha Swami. I don't know if it's true, but I heard like this, that the situation with him, that just this panda came out and just get him and pull him to go with him for darshan. I get this information. I don't know if it's correct.
Well, he had a special. He did get special privileges. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah. Hare Krishna. Just a word of caution because everybody's hearing. Oh, we can go. This person went. This person went. So we should be careful.
Don't go.
Yeah. Because it can also be bad preaching if we try to, you know, to do like this. There are literally hundreds of devotees who went, but they can become very angry. And if they think that we are, they see it as arrogant. They can see this as arrogance from us.
Yeah, side. Well, Raj Krishna Prabhu, disciple of Bhakti Tirtha Swami, he went in, and then he got out. But then they recognized that he went in. They chased him outside and they beat him up and took his money. And the police don't do anything because
this is,
you know,
personal, but it can also be that they think, "Oh, these Iskon people, they are not respectful to us.
Yeah, that's the idea. When Prabhupada came to Jagannath Puri twice, in 1977, they all the dignitaries, they asked Prabhupada, please come. He said, I'm not going because you're not letting my disciples come.
And whoever wants to see Jagannath Balabh Subhadra, first of all, Prabhupada brought them to the whole world, and second of all, Rathayatra is there.
No.
So you can go, can look at them for days.
Yeah, that's the special mercy.
And yeah. Then
nobody would dare try to go in unless, I mean, we do it, but we shouldn't. Yeah.
On Rathayatra, as you were telling, you can even go and embrace Jagannath. You can go on the cart and you can embrace Jagannath, Baladeva.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's special. I mean, when I went on the cart in 2001, I went on Subhadra's cart. And so they grabbed me and they start pushing me up against Subhadra. And I was thinking, oh, that's a Mataji. Yeah. And I'm thinking, well, I'm in trouble now. So I was praying to Subhadra, you know, I don't really want to do this. So she gave me some intelligence. So what I did is I dove at her feet and I stayed there laying down at her feet. And so they let me go after that. Then the next year I went to Baladev's cart. So, and I did, you know, and I got some, they grabbed my arms and put me around Baladev like that. But Jagannath was tough. And when every time I tried to get next to Jagannath, they'd have this thing and they hit you with it, you know, it's like some, I don't know what.
On every chariot they will hit
you. They just keep, they just. 1,000 rupees, please. Sadhu, sadhu, no, no, no money, oh, no money, no Jagannath. Nah. Yeah, so it's interesting. You learn a lot about culture when you're there.
And then if you stay for the return yatra, then there's this Ekadashi. Avadhuta Roy Prabhu was asking about different vashas. So that's one of the yearly vashas. They have hundreds of vashas, dresses. But on the return yatra, they have Sona Vesha, golden dress. So they bring like thousands of policemen, and they have several tons of gold dressed, and that's being dressed on Jagannath Balabh Subhadra. So,
and the return?
After they have returned, and when they are standing in front of the main temple.
Before they go in?
Before they go in, yes.
Ah,
so
nice.
For one day, that's on Ekadashi,
mm-hmm.
2 weeks later after the yatra.
Well, 4 days after the Rath Yatra, they also perform the Hare Panchami. Five days after. Hare Panchami is the pastime where the Lord is leaving his queen, Lakshmi, in Dwarka to go to Vrindavan to see the gopis. Now, when she discovers her husband has gone, she becomes angry, and she sends her assistants to go and chastise her husband for leaving and bring him back. So Jagannath, he has his, you know, guards there, which are the cowherd boys. So the pastime is that these girls, they dress up as, you know, like Lakshmi's little, and then they come and they fight with the boys and they beat them up. So the girls beat up the boys. It's really fun. And then Jagannath realizes that he offended his wife. So now he has to make up for that, and so that's a whole pastime of him trying to get back in good standing with his wife. That's a sweet pastime. It's called Hera Panchami. It's 5 days after the Rath Yatra. Baladev, thank you for coming. Hare Krishna. Jai Ho. Okay, so thank you. There's